From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Somali officials say the country's deputy prime minister was wounded and at least 10 others killed in an attack by al-Shabaab militants on a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A VOA reporter in Mogadishu says the first explosion occurred just after guests finished praying Friday at the Central Hotel near the National Theater. A second explosion followed and then gunfire. Security agency spokesman Kasin Ahmed Robla said a car filled with explosives was moved into the hotel during Friday prayers. Libyan officials say at least 30 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in at least three car bombings in the northeastern part of the country. The attacks occurred Friday in the town of Kuba, which is near Islamist strongholds but is controlled by Libya's internationally recognized government. There were conflicting reports about where and precisely how many of the attacks took place. A Ukrainian military spokesman says pro-Russian separatists fired on Ukrainian positions repeatedly in the overnight hours, despite a ceasefire that came into effect 5 days ago. Anatoly Stelma said Friday the rebels have been concentrating their attacks in the vicinity of Donetsk, shelling the village of Kurakova to the west. A top U.S. military official said Thursday Iraqi and Kurdish four fighters plan to launch an operation in April or May to take back the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. The official from U.S. Central Command said up to 25,000 Iraqi troops will make up the main attack force. This is VOA News. Germany rejected debt-ridden Greece's bid Thursday for a six-month extension of its bailout. But Athens later said that new leftist premier Alexis Tsipras had a constructive phone call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the financial crisis. The Greek and German leaders talked for 50 minutes. While Athens said there was a positive climate during the conversation, Berlin only confirmed that the call had occurred. The United States and Turkey signed an agreement to train and equip moderate Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State terrorist group. The agreement was signed Thursday by the U.S. Ambassador to Turkey, John Bass, and Turkish Foreign Ministry Undersecretary Feridun Sinyoglu, who called it an important step in the partnership between the two states. The U.S. has announced a series of regional summits and other events to galvanize international efforts to combat violent extremism. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
As nations cope with atrocities by the Islamic State, Boko Haram, and similar groups, world leaders are seeking ways to loosen the grip of violent extremists. Nations must work together to stop extremist groups' messages of hate, according to Secretary of State Kerry.
Poisonous ideas can come from almost anywhere, from parents, teachers, friends, preachers, politicians, from the pretty woman on a radical website who lures people, or the man in the next cell who proselytizes while in prison.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Venezuelan police have arrested Caracas mayor and opposition leader Antonio Ledezma, who the Venezuelan government has accused of helping plan what it says was a U.S.-backed coup against the socialist government. Heavily armed security forces outfitted in masks and camouflage uniforms on Thursday seized Ledezma after breaking down the doors of his office in the banking district and firing warning shots into the air. President Nicolas Maduro accuses the 59-year-old mayor of being behind a coup, which he says also involved military aviation officers.
El señor Ledezma, Antonio Ledezma, que el día de hoy...
He said on the orders of state prosecutors, Mayor Ledezma was captured and will be processed by the Venezuelan justice system for crimes committed against the peace of the country. Two massive cyclones smashed into northern Australia Friday in a first for the country, the Weather Bureau said. The Bureau of Meteorology said this is the first time two severe tropical cyclones have crossed Australia within 24 hours. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.